There is something in all of us that wants to know what's going to happen. There's something in all of us that wants to be prepared and ready to act. Part of that desire to know what will happen tomorrow is our desire to control some part of life so that I'm not taken by surprise. And yet all of us have had experience of being touched by events that are far larger than we are, circumstances that are far beyond our control, where our lives, in a sense, become worked on by those events or those circumstances. And that's not a very comfortable feeling, because it is a feeling of being out of control. There is something about us that almost pictures ourselves as being the center of things and wanting to, in some sense, have a say about what happens. You know, up until the 16th century, people believed that the Earth was the center of the solar system, and that the sun and all the planets revolved around the Earth. And then at the latter part of the 16th century, a Polish astronomer and scientist by the name of Copernicus advanced the theory that the sun was the center and that the planets revolved around the sun. And that was known as the Copernican Revolution. It turned upside down an understanding about life, about the world, about our place in the world. It made us see things in a very different way. Well, Jesus is calling for something akin to a Copernican revolution. He's saying to his disciples, you aren't the center. You are not in control. That God is the center, and that God is in control. And what he asks his disciples to do is to acknowledge that in whatever circumstance you and I find ourselves, that God is present. God is present not as the author of every particular circumstance. The ways of nature have a way of playing out themselves. People make decisions. God is not the one who pulls the strings, but God is present. God is present in the created universe, and God is present in the lives of people. God is present among us. And what Jesus is saying to his disciples is that that's what the focus must be. The focus must be on the center, the heart of it all, the presence of God. And that the activities that you and I enter into hopefully are activities that make a difference in life. That what you and I bring our energy to, hopefully, is the kind of thing that has a repercussion in life that truly does make a difference. There are all kinds of ways in which that happens for us. Clearly, the education of young people is an endeavor that makes a difference. That in the education of young people, a future is created. A future that you and I don't see, but a future that gets played out in the years and in the decades that come. Next weekend, the annual campaign for human development takes place. It's been an effort on the part of the Catholic Church in the United States for more than a generation. What it does is it provides seed money to community groups that allow them to make a difference in moving toward self-sufficiency and independence. It's one of the ways in which we participate in the growth of a community to take hold of its life. About a year ago, almost a year ago, a member of our congregation died. His name was Ted Snyder. Ted and his wife, Suzanne, met each other more than 30 years ago. Both of them were working for the Campaign for Human Development. Ted was working locally through the Archdiocese, and Suzanne was working out east. It was about that time that there was a large immigration movement here in the Twin Cities in which refugees from Southeast Asia were coming to our area. Hmong people, mountain people, farmers. People who in the aftermath of the Vietnam War were displaced and needed to find a new home because of the dangers that they faced. Well, as most immigrants, people come with very little, if anything at all. A group of Hmong people, though, sought to establish themselves and to create for them a situation which would allow them to be self-reliant, independent, and self-sufficient. They are an industrious people and a people given to hard work. And what they could do, and what they knew they could do, was they could farm. Well, Ted Snyder worked with that group of Hmong people. And they made a proposal to the Campaign for Human Development that they wanted funds to purchase land to establish an urban farm. And the National Campaign for Human Development granted that request, granted that funding. And with those funds, they purchased a rather large plot of land, which allowed them, an extended family, a large group of them, to establish a co-op and to begin to farm and to make their produce available, and off the sale of their produce, to build an independent, self-sufficient life. Well, you and I go to the farmer's market, and I would imagine 80% of the stalls are operated by Hmong farmers. Well, they began. They got their start. Their opening to being self-sufficient and independent and able to produce for themselves, they got that start through the Campaign for Human Development. It's one of those efforts on the part of the church where the result is something that truly does make a difference. I talked to a man after the 8 o'clock mass this morning, and he told me about an effort that he was involved in the state of Virginia, in the mountain area, a town that was 3 miles from the highway and had almost no access. What that town didn't have was so much. Did not have clean water, did not have decent housing, did not have an educational opportunity. And yet it was a large number of very poor people who made up that town. And through a very small grant from the Campaign for Human Development, under $2,000, that community was able to lay a pipe that would bring from a spring in the hills fresh water into that town. And as a result of that, things began to move. housing became a focus and happened. Providing roads became important, and now children could ride a school bus the 5 miles to school because there was a road that the bus could travel on. A couple $1,000 from the Campaign for Human Development started the movement toward self-sufficiency and independence in that little small Virginia town. Well, I invite you next week to be generous to that collection. It is a strong statement about the church standing on the side of those for whom there is very little hope, but for whom there is a huge desire to make a difference, for themselves, and to make a difference for those who come after them.